Coming to you this evening with some breaking news, a convicted domestic terrorist has escaped from a maximum security women's federal prison. Police suspect that she has crossed multiple state lines and has taken on a new identity. She's presumed armed and dangerous. While she's known by many aliases, her true identity is...
We don't need that distraction while we work, do we? I'll just turn that off for now. There you go! You did it perfectly! Wow. Thank you so much for helping with my... science project. What did you say you majored in again? Oh, silly me. I forgot you never went to college. That's fine, though. You're so good at following instructions. This, chemically powered portable air filter will work perfectly. Don't press the big red button. It's not finished yet. We don't want to end up breaking it, right? But now we can take a break. Do you want a drink or something? Now we can relax. It's been a stressful few months for me. You know, big life changes. I used to live in this huge house with, I'm not kidding, like 1,000 other girls in it. It was so cramped and gross in there. And there was so much drama. Fights, people yelling, jealousy. I'm surprised I only had to stab 2 of them. I'm kidding. About the stabbing part, but that place really did suck. I just had to get out of there, you know? Like, as fast as possible. I practically ran out in the night without telling anybody. But that's enough about me, so what about you? I really took you for the science-y type when I first met you, but I guess I should ask more about you. Oh? You seemed pretty excited when I invited you to help me with my project. So, if you're not really into science, then what is it that you're into? Is it me that you're into, then? No? Are you sure? Because there's nothing wrong with wanting to spend time with a girl that you like. And you don't have to be coy about it. I mean, come on. It's just us in here, and we're all grown-ups, right? We've been talking since I first moved in here, and you haven't even mentioned any girls that you like. What? Do you need to hide it like some kind of high school crush? You're kind of into me? Only kind of? So, what sort of kind of are we talking about here? You think I'm kinda cute, but you like someone else better? Or do you mean kind of wanna fuck me, but don't actually wanna date me? Then would you kinda react if I kinda kissed you? Seem like you like that a bit more than just kinda. And you seem to to like it a little bit more than kinda when I was leaning over your shoulder, watching you work with my tits pressed against your face. You are such a good lab assistant. And what if I kinda unbutton my shirt just a bit? Would you take the rest of it off? There we go. That's a good boy. See, you were just shy. But that's okay. I don't mind shy boys. You're so adorable when you're nervous. So much fun to take control of. Kiss my body. Suck on my tits. Are you having fun now? You worked so hard for me today. I think you deserve a little bit of fun. I think I know about a bit of a way that we could have more fun. Your cock is so hard. I knew it would be. Let me jerk you off while you suck on my tits. Looks like you really did like me after all. You seem to be enjoying yourself. You can fuck me if you want to. You don't even have to take my skirt off. I'm not wearing any panties. Lift me up by the waist. Push into me. I tell you right now, I know how bad you want me. Oh my god. I feel so good. Fuck. Move my hips against your cock. Push me against the wall. I want you to press against it and fuck me. Wait, stop, shit! You fucking idiot! I sat against the wall, not the shelf! Do you have any idea what's in those bottles? Oh. That's nitroglycerin. Oh, yeah. It means exactly what you think it means, baby. You've been building bombs for me this whole time. And now you're my accomplice. All because you wanted to get close to a cute girl. Yeah, some people call me a terrorist, but I just think that word is so political. I'm more like a supervillain. Oh, don't think of running away. You didn't notice this little gun on the shelf? You really are fucking stupid. No wonder you were so easy to manipulate. Good boy. Now, do what I say. Take the rest of your clothes off. I don't need anything in my way. Now, lay down on your back. Allie is gonna take really good care of you. just lay down. And don't worry about a thing. Stay hard for me. Don't even think about changing your mind. You're already made up mine. I really didn't want to fuck you, you know? I just wish we got to know each other a bit more before I told you the truth about myself. I know that once I fucked you, you'd be completely under my control. No, be a good boy. And let me come on your cock. Maybe if you play nice, we can put this gun away. This thing is for people that get in my way, after all. And you're not gonna get in my way, are you? Do anything for me, right? Now tell me you'd do anything for me. Good boy. I think we can put this gun away. Just don't act up. Or I might have to do something drastic. Your cock feels so good. I actually think it was harder when I had my gun pointed at you. Go on. Just stay right there. Let me ride you. Let me fuck you until I come. There we go. I'm so fucking close. I'm going. Done with you. You said you'd do anything for me, right? I want you to come for me. You look so close, I think I just have to take you a little bit further. I'm gonna fuck you as hard as I need to make you come. I can feel you twitching inside me. I want you to come for me. Is that good? Is this what you want? Give it to me. I want you to come for me. You're mine now. Come for me. I want you to come for me. Right now. Yeah, that's my good boy. Such a good little accomplice. And now we're in this together.
AK-4-foot-7. This is the FBI. We have you surrounded.
Oh, boo.
Come out with your hands
up. I'm sorry, honey.
I
have something I need to take care of really quick. I'll only be a minute. And if something happens to me, press the big red button for me.
Open up!
Okay? Oh, and make sure to run away as fast as you can after you do it.
Eat lead, motherfucker!
Phew. That was messy. We should, get out of here. We should take your car, though. My car's tags are expired, and I really don't want to get pulled over today.